You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to Inside Out. I thank you for joining me for this podcast as we're learning to live from the inside out rather than from the outside in. It's the way that God has just divinely designed us. It's the way that it works best. And you can tell when you're living from the outside in because the lack of peace and just the struggle, the confusion, hopelessness that just invades into your soul. When you live from the inside out, then you have the presence of God, the truth of God, the help of God, and the perspective of God to live from the inside out. And if you read the scripture carefully, and if you pay attention to just your interactions with the Holy Spirit and with the scripture and so forth, you can see the flow, the life flow is literally from the inside out. That John talked about that you would prosper, that you would thrive, that you would succeed, that you would have a good journey, even as your soul prospers. It's an inside-out proposition. Well, the last few episodes of this podcast, we've been talking about peace. And all of these podcasts they're 10 minutes, 12 minutes at most. And I want to encourage you, even if you already have heard these, you may want to take an hour at some point, half hour here and there, and go back and listen to the previous podcast, because I'm kind of doing a series of these, so to speak, on peace. And right now, I just simply can't think of anything more important for people to have than peace and to know where to get it and how they're losing it. And I'm going to continue on a few more episodes talking about peace. I've been thinking about it so much. I've been teaching and preaching on it. It is a major Bible theme, a major New Testament theme. It is a huge part of what Jesus came to do and to bring. And not just peace with God, but peace that we could have in our hearts, in our minds, a brand of peace actually that would guard your heart and guard your mind. Wouldn't that be something if there was a product on the market that would guard your heart and guard your mind and keep you at peace? Well, it's not on the market, but it's available to us. And it's that relationship with God, it's interaction through prayer and literally obedience and walking with God that we can have peace. How we think, how we speak impacts it. And we talked in the previous episode that we need to make sure that we go after the things that make for your peace and get away from and stop doing the things that take your peace. That peace only comes from doing things God's way. Now, you can watch the news, you can just watch people around you, and you can see that we are living in a world that is more anxious, more angry, more addicted, and more confused than ever before, certainly more than I have ever seen. And I believe this is because they, or we, insist on doing things our way. And that's as long as there's been the human race, that's been an issue, that we tend to go our own way. And in the prophecy in Isaiah, it said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us have turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. So guess what happens? When you and I go our own way, the result of that is sin and iniquity. It also says in that passage that the chastisement for our peace, the Amplified Bible says, the chastisement needful to obtain our peace was upon him, on Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. So our world is so anxious and angry and addicted and confused because they just keep going their own way. And if we don't go our own way, then we go the way of people around us, the world's way, instead of God's way. A big factor in that whole equation is, where are you getting your information? Where is the input coming into your soul. And that's where you need peace, as you'll recall. And so we have eye gates and ear gates, and then we capture those things, and it's what we think about and what we speak, the mouth gate. And so what is influencing that? What is informing that? What is inspiring and motivating different things in you? And I'm real concerned in our day that it's too much news, it's too much social media. We have an unusual and scary phenomenon taking place with TikTok and Instagram and their other just rogue apps and so forth, that information, wrong information, dares and challenges and all kinds of things that are impacting the way that people are thinking, processing, feeling about themselves and their perspective on life and on the world. And there's just too much TV and too much social media, and then our culture is just, they're going sideways. Got several wheels off the track here. So no wonder anxious, angry, addicted, and confused, because we're going our own way. We're going the world's way instead of God's way. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in the Message paraphrase, it says, "You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live." I want to read that again. "You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live." So here it is. God's way is right. If you'll recall, there's no peace for the wicked or the wrong. There is peace for the right. God is right. And if we go God's way, you'll be right, and that leads to peace. Well, we also struggle with the whole idea of commands and law and anyone telling us what to do. Part of that is human nature. But it's also because we've had people in our life that were in charge or gave the commands or laws or were bossy or telling us what to do, and it's how they've done that that just turns us off and pushes us further and further to the place where we say, "I don't want anybody telling me what to do. I want to live my own life. I want to do my own thing." And while that sounds liberating, it's actually very binding. And so God is different, though, when we talk about commands and laws. The way he handles that and what his commands are and what his laws, that's different. He is different. In 1 John 5:3, it says that his commands, and that word commands in the New Testament Greek is actually a prescription. So his prescription for how to live this life is not burdensome, it's not oppressive. In Isaiah 55, the prophet says that God's thoughts and ways are higher and they're better than ours. So God's commands, his laws, him telling us what to do, actually shows us what gives us life, and it shows us what takes life away. Not only does it show us what gives us life and takes life away, it shows us what gives us peace or what causes peace to drain away. So God's commands, God's laws, God telling us what to do is actually his love for us. Now, you can do whatever you want. You can live life differently. God created you with a free will, and you can do what you want. But it doesn't work. And one of the reasons people are angry and anxious and addicted and confused is because they don't have peace. So a lot of addiction, a lot of coping mechanisms that people have in their life right now really has a lot to do with the fact they have no peace. So I'm doing everything the world told me to do. I'm doing what my friends are doing. And then we end up not only with less peace and then no peace and then damage inside in our soul. And so there's this drive, there's this hunger, which is actually a spiritual hunger. There's inflammation in the soul. And that's why people are medicating with alcohol and drugs and too much sleep and too much food and risky behavior and so many things, because they're trying to fill what only peace can fill. And it's because we're doing life our own way instead of God's way. So bottom line, we're going to have to follow the directions. You know, if you had a seed packet, you're assembling furniture, you're following a recipe. If it's going to work, you're going to have to follow the directions. And orders actually bring order. Peace comes from doing things God's way. So if you have peace or not in your relationships, in your marriage, in your parenting, in your finances, in your work, in your time, in your free time, if you have peace or not, It really has to do with, are you doing things God's way or not? And when you do things God's way, even though there may be challenges in that area of your life, you're going to have peace because you're going to know, hey, I'm doing this God's way. God is with me in this, and God will see me all the way through. Let me share one last thing with you today. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, great peace, abundant, overflowing peace, have those who love your law. There's that word law again, but the root of it means to point out as if by aiming the finger, to teach, to show the way. Here's the way I like to put it. I love God telling me what to do. I love God telling me what to do. And the result of that is you'll have great peace. If you will let God instruct you, command you, so to speak, but he does it different than the world. But if you'll follow his directions, if you'll see that he's pointing out this is the best way to go, I'm telling you what, you're going to have great peace. So get into God's word, love, learn, and live God's word, make it law for you, and I'm going to promise you something. You're going to have peace in your life because peace comes from doing things God's way, and God's way is found in God's word. We'll talk a little bit more about that the next time. Hey, thank you again for joining me. I hope this has encouraged you. I pray today that if you're lacking peace, you don't just continue in that. Stop and get with God and get a refill. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I need your peace. I receive your peace. I thank you for your peace. And then look at your life. Stop doing the things that are draining peace and go after the things that make for peace. Again, thank you for joining me. And until the next time, God bless you. Have a great week. Peace to your house.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.